Yes, we have letters from evening news readers on this week's two lead topics. While the drivers the evening news met at the Posick Electric Garage were generally enthusiastic about the facilities, their enthusiasm was not wholly shared by the paper's readers. Mrs. Whitlow wrote, "I questioned why so many electric cars are as big as the 4x4 SUVs despised by ER activists and not the size that family cars used to be, and was told that electric vehicles have to be big enough to cart around large and heavy batteries. Does it not feel that we're getting something wrong in our race to eliminate emissions from conventional vehicles? Still, the rampant consumption of resources and emissions in the production, but apparently few concerns about that. Winter is coming with the need for lights and heaters and the cold possibly affecting battery life. There's a long way to go for changing private transport, it seems." The Truth was concerned about the prices at the shops there. "What I have learned about this site is it has a Costa coffee and an M&S. Fantastic. And I can imagine the prices at these hubs are overpriced." Airman observed that he knows two drivers who switched back from electric to diesel. "Well, I have two friends who bought EVs, one VW and one Tesla, and they've both traded for diesel cars now. They couldn't afford the time to keep stopping to charge the damn things, wasting hours of work time. In the hot weather, using the aircon drained the battery. He can now get to London and back 2.5 times without having to stop, whereas before he had to stop at some point to get home. Go on to the services on the M25. It's full of blokes looking totally bored, recharging their cars. How much wasted time is this costing the country? Normal for Norfolk is not going to buy an electric car. Nothing against electric cars in the right setting, but clearly there is a lot of over-marketing going on at the moment. It's almost a fashion fad at present, it seems, for some, like Tesla and Gucci handbags. It's the battery technology and the high costs, clearly a long way to go. I understand that fast charging actually reduces battery life much faster than slower charging, but most of us expect to recharge in a matter of minutes. Not for me at present. Couldn't drive to Newcastle and back in a day. A. Lotta has one and is keen on the garage. Lovely place and not too overpriced as service stations go. I often quite happily park up and charge my car to have a break, eat my lunch, not always bought there, etc. The chargers all work too, and they support fast charge as well, which means once I'm up to 80% or so, I can just unplug and go. Rathmonk wonders if the electricity is green. I take it 100% of the electricity used, both at the charging points and in the cafes, is from 100% green or renewable source as well? Finally, Happy Norfolk is another driver who has switched from electric. I have had electric cars, now gone back to hybrid. Can't fault the drive of an electric car, but charging and distance reliability poor in the colder months. And does everyone really want to sit around in a service station for a full charge, which can take a good 40 minutes?
Michael Woodhouse of Eton added his voice to the many comments we've heard on the new bus stops on St Stephen's Street. The sum of £6 million and 6 months have been spent in St Stephen's Street, and what have we got for it? The answer is not a lot, apart from the herringbone bus bays and no bus shelters and less seating. To quote Monty Python's Life of Brian, what have the Romans ever done for us? I suggest a lot more than the City Council. It looks as if what the Council is trying to create, on the not-so-cheap, is a second bus station. If this is the case, why not provide roofing along either side of the street? With a roof, at least the prospective passengers could stay dry while they stand and wait for their buses. Maybe the St Stephen's work fits with the closure of the visitor centre on the grand plan to keep visitors out of the city, this time by not providing a usable public transport hub for said visitors. That's all from the letters section this week, so here's David again with the second batch of news.